Good morning. Have you ever heard the wild geese calling as they draw nigh in high formation? A whispering first, the intermission of another world, then nearer, nearer, lilting, rising, erupting to crescendo of our own soul's yearning. 'Tis yours, my child, says God, to rise as dawn and dig from where you stand in earth as is in heaven. And fading now, like brushstrokes blown, the geese have flown and you and I stand there alone, yet drawn together into high formation. And so it's down to us to ground that intermission, that gift half understood, into this waking day. And I smile, for when George MacLeod, who rebuilt Iona Abbey, was asked where he got it from that the wild goose is the Celtic symbol of the Holy Spirit, he said, I don't know. I probably made it up. But there we glimpse the way God prays through us in brushstrokes of imagination as wild geese crying. Don't fear. Don't fear, said Patrick Kavanagh as he contrasted skeins of geese with laden bombers out across the Irish Sea in 1943. Don't fear. Don't fear, as angels say, to raise us to our human calling. And Kavanagh's poem concludes, and so too, perhaps, our prayer. Only they who fly home to God have flown at all. Only they who fly home to God have flown at all.